Christmas is a time of love and sharing. Terry, Judy, I want to give everyone in the class a Christmas present tomorrow, but I'm too busy to shop. Can you help me prepare the gifts?
Mr. Elephant, the principal, asked Terry the tortoise and Judy the rabbit.
Sure, no problem,
they answered merrily.
Come, Terry.
Judy wanted to set out for the presents right away.
Let's go into the town and see what is available in the central market.
No, not yet,
Terry said slowly and took out his notebook.
We need to plan. Here are my notes about the things our classmates like.
Brilliant!
Judy beamed. When they arrived at the market, there were hundreds of stalls. Terry was startled.
Oh, it would take ages for us to visit all of them.
Relax!
Judy tried to comfort him.
With your notes, we have a clear idea of what we need. Let's go!
By the end of the day, they finally succeeded in getting all of the gifts. They dragged the cart of presents home cheerfully.
Shall we wrap the presents now?
Terry asked.
We can do it tomorrow.
Judy yawned and said,
Now let's get a good night's sleep. It's been such a long day.
However, they were too tired. Both of them woke up very late the next day.
Oh, no, we are running out of time.
Terry was so worried.
Terry, you write the names on the wrapping paper, and I'll wrap the presents.
Judy said in a hurry. The two of them worked super fast. Luckily, they managed to wrap all the gifts and brought them to the party just in time.
We made it!
Judy gave Terry a high five. At the party, Terry and Judy helped Mr. Elephant, who was dressed as Santa Claus, to give out the presents. The children were very excited. But when they unwrapped the presents, they looked puzzled.
A pair of boxing gloves?
Henry the hamster said.
They're too big for me.
I like your boxing gloves, said Kevin the kangaroo, who got a big juicy fish.
Oh no,
Judy said.
I must
have mixed up the gifts.
Terry got in a panic.
What can we do now?
Christmas is a time of love and sharing.
Mr. Elephant smiled and said,
Here is a little game for you, children. Do you know who would most love the present you have? Bring it to him or her, and wish your friend a Merry Christmas.
The classroom transformed into a room of love. Everyone was delighted when they gave the gifts to each other.
Here are the gifts for the two of you. Thank you for your hard work. Merry Christmas!
A pair of stylish sunglasses.
Terry cheered.
A big carrot!
Judy exclaimed.